It was a damp and drizzly early autumn day in Westbury, New York, a village situated 30 minutes east of Manhattan on Long Island's North Shore. The legendary one-time Mets pitching phenom Dwight "Doc" Gooden and I met after nearly 4 months of trying. The baseball season is Doc's busy time of the year, as he had kindly explained to me several times on the phone throughout the summer, but we finally made it happen. Doc had just recently moved into a new house. Unpacked boxes were scattered about the living room and kitchen. He apologized to me for the way the place looked for my visit and then gazed out a window to his in-ground pool in the backyard. "Ah, I wish we had moved in when the weather was still warm," Doc said, "but it's going to be great for the summer." By we, Gooden referred to himself and two of his adult children that had moved in with him, as well as a third that was to move in the following month. "There's Ashley. She's 24 and actually works for the Mets in their marketing department," Doc said proudly. "Then there's Dwight Jr. He's an agent who runs his own company called Best of the Best Sports Management and also works for this branding company where he's bringing back the throwback Dr. K t-shirts, caps, and sweatshirts. But I help him more with being an agent. He has some minor league ballplayers he represents, and I help him deal with them because I can talk to them from both ends, as a player and as someone who worked in the front office for Mr. Steinbrenner for 6 years. I tell Dwight that, unfortunately, baseball players are very spoiled. They have a lot of needs, a lot of wants, and you can't promise them something that you can't come through with. The best thing is to just be honest with them. He saw my troubles, so that gives him an edge. He's caring, and it's not just about working with the best players to make the most money. He cares about them as human beings first, and then getting them the best contracts and moving them forward. So I like that aspect of what he does. And finally, I'll soon have my 19-year-old son Devin here as well. Devin, I'm told by Doc, is fresh off graduating high school along with his brother Darren. "Wow," I said. "You're going to have three of your kids here? How do you feel about that?" "It helps me so I can put them to work and keep busy," Doc says with a hearty laugh, "because, technically, I'm supposed to be retired. But with a total of 7 kids and 3 grandkids, you can never really retire." "Dr. K's a grandfather? How does that feel?" I asked incredulously, with the lasting image of that skinny 19-year-old who set the baseball world on fire in 84 still embedded in my head like it was just yesterday. "It's fun," Doc said without pause. "You know, it's fun because I love kids, and 7 kids is more than enough." We shared a laugh as we sat down at his kitchen table, and it was obvious to me very early in our get-together that he was very much at peace with his life after so many years of tumult. There is a warmth to Dwight that you see in his eyes, a boyish charm about him. He is a very tall and strong man, though I also sensed a shyness and an eagerness to please. And when he talked about his love of children, it came across as genuine, as he seemed to intimate that he wished he could have even more of his own, but doesn't want to be selfish about it. "My youngest is 4, and once she got to be 3, I was thinking about how much I miss it when one of your children takes that first step or speaks their first couple of words," Doc said. "I truly miss that. But then again, I think about how it wouldn't be fair to have more kids at my age now that I'm 50. By the time I would be 70, any more children I had would be 17, 18, and maybe 20, and that's not fair to them. So now I can replace that desire with my grandkids. And the great thing about grandkids is that when I get tired, I can give them back to their parents." Doc let out another laugh before adding, "But it's really fine, and I really enjoy being a grandfather. Plus, my grandkids are around the same age as my youngest daughter, which makes it fun." Doc spoke at length about how being a family man now is the most important thing in his life and keeps him in constant motion. Like many professional athletes, he missed out on seeing his oldest children grow up. And then throw in his battles with cocaine and alcohol addiction, and he was clearly trying to make up for lost time. "The main thing is, obviously, my kids," Doc said. "I have 2 boys that just graduated high school in Florida. I have 2 other small children in Maryland and just went through a divorce with their mother. But I get along well with her. There are no problems there. And I have my adult children living with me. I'm trying to be there as much as I can because when I played ball, I missed a lot. I missed all the kids' school activities. I missed all the Little League stuff. So now I'm able to, the best that I can, put my kids' activities first.